Welcome to the Conscious Founder Podcast. This show enables founders and entrepreneurs to become the masters of their minds so they can create massive impact with ease, enjoy the journey, and avoid burnout. This is our Crazy Founder Stories segment where entrepreneurs share their most shocking stories so that fellow founders don't feel alone in their struggles. Together, we'll laugh at the inevitable quirks and mishaps of our entrepreneurial journeys, reminding ourselves that even the craziest moments have valuable lessons to teach. Thanks, as always, for listening. In today's first ever episode, I welcome Jamie Beaumont, the founder of Plater, a VC-backed fintech alternative lender. From advisor agreements gone wrong to million-pound lawsuits, Jamie shares how he fought tooth and nail against his co-founder's attempt to hijack his business. Jamie, welcome. Very excited to hear some of your stories today.
Thank you very much. Pleasure. I've got plenty of them.
So what is your first story?
My first story is a little time earlier on in my startup career when I was searching for an advisor to kind of help me in the journey. I was a solo founder. I thought that I certainly needed some help and, you know, navigating the startup world, getting investment. And so I found someone who agreed to come on board as an advisor, and it all started just fine. We got on very well. And as time went by, we started the fundraising process, and you know, it got very difficult, and he was helping make introductions. And then it became apparent that, you know, needed a little bit more clout, and you know, his introductions wanted apparently him to be, you know, slightly more involved, and that would help. So he ended up giving me a little bit of sage advice, which was, it would help your cause to no end if you stick me in your pitch deck as a co-founder. And that way all my connections will feel like, you know, I'm involved, and therefore you're more likely to go and get the investment subsequently afterwards. So I did so, you know, tweaked the deck a little bit, and instead of advisor, changed him to co-founder, and started, you know, sent him the deck, and he started sending it out via DocuSign. Some time went by, and then all of a sudden, this advisor then starts saying, well, listen, I am a co-founder. And I thought, well, you're not. It's like, well, you've stuck it in your pitch deck. Said, well, it's because you told me to stick it in your, you know, in the pitch deck, because it would help me get investment from some of your connections. And this went on and on and on. It was fairly stressful, but that was the least stressful part. The most stressful part was when I finally realized that this was getting a little bit too tense and it was time to part ways. And he decided that he was going to try and sue me for around a third of the business or £1 million. And immediately went legal and started sending legal letters through saying that, you know, he was owed £1 million or he was owed a large proportion of the business because he is a co-founder of that business. And I can't tell you now, when you're in this thick of fundraising mode, when you are really desperate, you really want to get things over the line, emotions are stewing, you're anxious, you're not sleeping, you're trying to get all the other parts of the business formed and together, I can't possibly tell you what effect getting a legal letter through saying that you owe someone £1 million when you know, you don't even have £1,000 on you, or they want to take a large portion of your business away from you. And not only that, the nature of a legal letter is not to be friendly. It is a letter that is meant to scare. It is the letter that is meant to add fear to the person receiving it. And it worked so well. I honestly, the moment I got that letter, it's that going down a roller coaster feeling where your heart sinks, you feel sick, you wonder what you've done to get this and what you've done wrong and why it's happened. And it effectively ruined my life for 6 months minimum. It was horrendous. Everything I'd worked for felt like it was crumbling underneath me. It felt like I built everything on quicksand, and anecdotes and analogies, the rug being pulled out from underneath me. Everything I'd ever worked for, I'd poured my life savings and a bank loan into this business, was effectively being labeled mine. You know, this is mine, by the way. And it was single-handedly the worst time and experience I've had in startups. It was horrendous, and luckily got through it. At the other end, the guy had an advisor contract. I was paying him because he was an advisor. He was sending invoices based on advising. It's very clear he was an advisor, apparently not a very good one either, but just called himself a co-founder when it worked for him. And we ended up getting through it. But it was an exceptionally painful piece of work to go on. And it wasn't litigation, by the way. There wasn't, you know, it was a legal letter, but it never went to litigation and through those processes. But when you're going through a funding round, you have certain warranties that you have to commit to suggest that you're not going through any litigation. So I'm spending time with lawyers, making sure that Craft is a whole funding round going to fall over because of this idiot, effectively. And have I lied by accident? It all turned out to be okay. But I would not wish that experience on anyone. And I can look back now and think, what an idiot. I mean, what even happened? I can't explain how that situation came to form. But at the time, it is certainly, if someone says, what can I do to add maximum stress, maximum anxiety, sleepless nights, the ability to make you feel like I'm going to take everything away from you, all those four things, that was it. That was the one piece that I just thought, this is all over. Right? And your life is over with it, right? Because then you're doing a startup, you pump everything into it. So thankfully got through it, but horrendous, horrendous, never again.
Thankfully got through it,
but yeah, it was horrendous.
That is mad, considering how stressful already raising money is, to have to worry about something legal coming at you. A couple of the follow-up questions that I had was, did anyone else know that this was going on, or like, who did know at the time?
Three people: me, my lawyer, and my wife. And this is always a story to tell, but it's amazing you don't understand the impact that your partners get when you go through these things as well. They live, you live and breathe startups with them, and so she had to go through the entire process of that horror. But it was just three of us, and because of that, you always have your partner as a support system. Your lawyer is not there to support you emotionally; they're there to back you up legally. So I dealt with it, aside from, you know, my wife, completely alone. And I think that was one of the hardest things. Is, I think one thing to really reiterate here is, I felt like I'd made a mistake. I'd done something wrong, and I was embarrassed to say, "Oh, this is my fault." Everything that happened, I created that scenario, and that's what I thought anyway. And so I didn't want to get anyone involved. I didn't want to sit down with someone and say, "Someone's trying to sue me for £1 million." Basically, that's great fun, and to them, "Well, yeah, I dealt, you know, it's my fault. I just didn't want to. It was embarrassing."
It's when you're kind of self-aware enough to realize, you know, your mistakes, but it starts to creep in as, it's my fault, and you know, maybe I guess I deserve this. So I can see how horrible that feeling would have been. And I think there's nothing worse than, or nothing scarier than, as you said, a lawyer's letter and anything to do with legal, because we know the amount of time and stress and the fact that you never know if the truth is going to fully come out. And especially when you're an honest person, like you were already self-reflecting on what you did wrong, but the person coming after you is not worried about, you know, anything to do with that. So they kind of take advantage of it. Well, the last thing I want to ask, I always ask this in these stories, is, what's the learning? What's the positive from this? What did you take away from it?
Actually, to be honest, I went into the market to find an advisor because I felt like I couldn't do it alone. That was the whole point. I was a solo founder. I needed help. I thought I needed support. I couldn't do this by myself. And actually, the hardest things that you have to deal with, you generally have to deal with it yourself anyway. And that took my advisor out of my life and actually positioned him against me. And I dealt with it. And I learned that I'm much stronger and capable than... I already knew I was strong and capable, but there were unknowns. I was much stronger and more capable than I thought I was. and I didn't need an advisor. They're great to have, don't get me wrong, but I didn't need one. It wasn't a necessity on my part. And so it's a great learning, because now I've taken that forward. And whenever it's like, right, I want to start to look at doing this, and people would say you should get some advice, I always say, yeah, I'm happy to take some advice, but I'm fully capable. If I've done my DD on this and I think it's right, and that's meant that we've made some great decisions, some bad ones, fine, but the good decisions have got us to where we are now. So I'm grateful looking back at the learning from it and the outcome, but absolutely hell am I not grateful for the experience itself whilst it was happening.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, look, thank you for sharing that story. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Conscious Founder Podcast. If you found this valuable, hit the link in the show notes to find out more ways you can become a master of your mind and achieve the success you desire.